The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "If your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he listens to you, you have won over your brother. If he doesn't listen, take one or two others along with you, so that every fact may be established on the testimony of two or three witnesses. If he refuses to listen to them, tell the church. If he refuses to listen even to the church, then treat him as you would a Gentile or a tax collector. Amen, I say to you, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again, amen, I say to you, if two you agree on earth about anything for which they are to pray, it shall be granted to them by my heavenly Father. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them." The Gospel of the Lord.
It's a very, very challenging gospel passage we have in front of us today, because it speaks of really what's one of the most difficult things that we find ourselves called to in the Christian life, and that's to live lives of forgiveness, of reconciliation. Jesus is outlining then the process by which we bring about reconciliation in our communities. But I think we have to begin probably before that. We have to look at the group to whom Jesus is addressing these words. Jesus said to his disciples. How many of us are, in fact, disciples of Jesus? How many of us trust and follow Jesus in every aspect of our lives? Right? We can think about, perhaps you want to think about that for yourself. What does it mean? I want to call myself a disciple of Jesus. What does it mean that I am a disciple of Jesus? And I think it means, as I said, to trust and follow Jesus in every aspect of our lives. And there's some implication there, I think, for the head, the heart, and the hands, for each and every one of us. And we call to do it together. The head, right, that we make decision for Jesus. We make a decision to follow Jesus. That's its most simple form. But I think we could look also in the many decisions that we make in our lives, right, kind of that head knowledge. What does it mean to follow Jesus in this or that particular situation? Okay, what about heart? Well, the heart, we know, is slow to be transformed. But the heart in our faith, as we entrust ourselves to Jesus, our heart becomes more and more like Jesus's. So it's not as though we're simply deciding what to do, like what looks most Jesus-like, but that we're inspired by his Spirit to do it. And then hands. We have work to do. But that work is the work that God wants to do in his world, in us, and that's the transformation of the heart again, and then through us, to bring more people to have this encounter with Jesus that transforms their hearts and their minds for the good. We are meant to be about that work as a community. We're meant to embody the mercy and the love of God together. And that's why then this passage is so significant. Jesus addresses his disciples. If there is something happened, right? If someone has done wrong to you, again, in the community of faith, it's disciple to disciple, then you need to go through this process of reconciliation. It only works if we're on the same team. It doesn't work if we're not, right? Jesus doesn't say here, if your blood relation who is not following me does this to you, then this is what you're to do. He's not saying that. He's saying if someone who's gathered together as my body, the church, has committed some evil and needs to be reproached for it, this is the process that you go through. So we have to start from that place. I mean, and then we can start to see, to use a really quick sports analogy, if you had someone on your basketball team who, whenever you threw the ball to them, they took it and threw it in your own hoop, you would have to correct that person. Right? You wouldn't win a game if you had someone who was intent on doing the wrong thing. And that's what we're looking at here. So what is it then? We're called together, yes, to trust and follow Jesus, to be renewed in heart and mind so as to serve God in his world the way he's intended to. And that all is embodying love. Here we turn over our hearts and our lives to God through and with and in his Son so that he might free us to do his work, to bring his love to life in this world that so desperately needs it.